You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. We continue to make our way through the Orioles roster as we get ready for spring training 2017 down in Sarasota. Today we cover the catchers and the possibilities for DH, Brittany. We'll start behind the plate, and obviously there's a new face back there. Matt Wieters still available on the free agent market, but not coming back to Baltimore. Wellington Castillo is the new addition. It's a one-year deal with an option for a second year. He's been on four teams now in three seasons. He put up good numbers a year ago with Arizona. What do the Orioles expect to get from Wellington Castillo?
Well, they expect to get, first and foremost, a good defensive catcher, and that's really what they wanted to make sure, that they were able to kind of fill the shoes left by Matt Wieters and kind of prioritize that. But also, it's becoming more and more rare, I think, to find a catcher who can hold his own offensively and do well behind the plate, and that's what they feel like they have in Wellington Castillo. They feel like he's a veteran guy. He'll be able to handle a pitching staff that's kind of coming into its own, or so they hope, this year. And he'll really be able to hold that down and not force one of their top prospects, Francisco, not force him up from AAA before he's ready. So I think the move was a good one. I think it does a couple different things for them. And it is interesting because Matt Wieters is still out there, and we've seen stranger things happen. He doesn't really fit in with the way the Orioles have constructed their team at all. But, like I said, you just never know with the Orioles.
Yeah, and they've already benefited from waiting out things with Mark Trumbo, who we'll get to in a little bit. Who knows with Matt Wieters? But, yeah, it doesn't seem to be a fit at this point. So Castillo will be the guy the majority of the time. When you look at the backup situation, is Caleb Joseph kind of set there? I mean, is this a clear-cut 1-2 spot heading into spring training, or is there any competition?
No, not necessarily, because Caleb Joseph has an option remaining. And while he's considered a better defensive catcher than Francisco Pena, who's one of the other guys in camp, who was up with the club for certain points last year, Pena doesn't have an option. So what the Orioles might do, and what you see a lot of teams do, especially at the end of camp, is try and keep as many guys as they can. So if it's closed, they might end up optioning Caleb Joseph to AAA. I mean, that's a potential scenario, so they can keep as many guys as possible in their organization. So, again, if it's close, if Caleb Joseph outperforms Pena by a mile, I think it will be tougher to justify. But I don't think that backup catching role is quite as solidified as it may look on paper.
And then a waiver move, I guess, would be a necessary thing to send Pena through waivers to try to keep him around. What does he bring? You mentioned that he was up a little bit a year ago. Joseph better defensively. Is Pena better offensively?
Yes. Obviously, everyone knows Caleb Joseph, not a great offensive year last year. Zero RBI, zero home runs. Really struggled at the plate. But Francisco Pena offers more in terms of that. But when you're looking at a backup catcher, I think for the most part, you prioritize defense. And you just take whatever offense you're going to get. You want a guy who's not going to be a liability. You want a guy that pitchers like to throw to. And I think when you look at Pena versus Joseph, Joseph is probably a better fit because he's better defensively.
And then the other name you mentioned is Francisco. And, of course, that's what the Orioles hope is the future as far as behind the plate. Not quite ready for the major leagues yet, but he's really stood out in the minor leagues. And in an organization that's a little bit short on prospects, Cisco really stands out as one of the premier guys down there in the Orioles system. So when you look at him, obviously in a perfect world, he won't be a part of this major league team in 2017. But what strides, I guess, do they hope he'll take this year?
Well, they hope that he'll get a little bit better behind the plate, get better at calling the game, blocking balls. He's made some strides. I just think it comes down to experience. And he was a very young player in AA last year, Tim. Really, offensively, is probably ahead of his defense right now. But his defense isn't a liability by any means. They feel like he just needs some more reps. He's still a young kid. And this move, as I said, will force him to kind of continue to progress at his own speed. And I think when you're looking at a kid like Francisco, the future is very bright, and it's just a matter of getting more reps under his belt. And he'll be in major league camp. They'll get to see him again, work with him again. But like you said, hopefully they won't need Francisco behind the plate in 2017. Hopefully they're okay with what they have and they can allow him to be down there and really kind of develop and maybe be, you know, a late call up in September to kind of get his feet wet a little bit. I think that would probably be ideal for the Orioles.
Considering how thin they are at the minor league level as far as prospects go, is Chance Cisco untouchable? I mean, if the Orioles are in the race come July and they need to add a piece and they ask what teams want, is Chance Cisco a guy they would even consider moving, or is he an untouchable piece?
I think he's pretty close to untouchable because they don't have, and as you mentioned, they don't have a whole lot of prospects. So dealing from that pool is really dangerous because you look at, okay, if Chance Cisco isn't going to be in the organization, who's going to catch in the next few years? Who's going to be our next catcher? You know, Castillo signed to that two-year deal, and then what do you do after that? So I think having a young catching prospect that you feel good about, and it's not just the Orioles. He's been listed on, you know, top 100 list. So he's a guy who, if they trade away, they're going to really be looking for that exact guy in two or three years. So I think that they would probably like to avoid dealing him away. They'd like to avoid dealing anyone away, Tim. I think they're in a situation where they should try to maybe just look for just paying for guys. You know, really, really need to build back up that minor league system. Although, on the flip side of that, of course, there's a window. And there's a lot of guys who are going to be free agents for the Orioles at the end of next season. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Dan Duquette to kind of pick a side, I think, if they're in this thing around the trade deadline.
All right, and then finally, designated hitter-wise, Mark Trumbo is obviously the guy that will be in there the majority of the time. Is that the plan to just keep him out of the field, if at all possible? I mean, obviously injuries can occur, and maybe you need him to get a start here and there in the outfield or even at first base filling in. But is he going to be a DH for maybe more than 100 games this year?
Yeah, I think that that's what they would like to do. You know, and it's interesting because Adam Jones kind of mentioned that, you know, they've made some nice moves over the weekend at Saturday's Fan Fest, but defensively they're still not very good, and especially in the outfield. So having Mark Trumbo play the outfield obviously would weaken things. They did get Seth Smith to try to help with that a little bit. They feel like Joey Rickard, who was out for a good chunk of last year, should help. And who knows what you're going to get out of Hyun-Soo Kim, who really surprised everybody with the way he played last year. So I think in a perfect scenario, in a dream scenario, Mark Trumbo is that middle-of-the-order bat who DHs for the most part, maybe plays the outfield for a limited portion of games, but is a guy who's replaced for the late game defensive replacement. I think if you're the Orioles, you feel like last year you kind of got away with playing him in the outfield a lot. I know manager Buck Showalter feels like there's certainly a time and a place for Mark Trumbo. It's not for lack of effort. Trumbo's a very smart guy, a guy who tries very hard. But, you know, in the end, I think, Tim, getting a guy like Michael Bourne, maybe a defensive first outfielder, would still really help them. I don't know if it's in the cards for them, but they keep mentioning outfield depth. So I think you would like to see them add somebody who is a defense-first player because they really don't have that guy on their roster. And it really ends up hurting a guy like Adam Jones, who is kind of forced to play out of position a lot. It really kind of hurts a pitching staff that isn't a big strikeout staff, so they really need to rely on that defense. So to kind of answer your question in a very long-winded way, I think, yes, they would prefer to have Mark Trumbo be pretty close to that everyday DH.
When he's not in there, is there a chance to give, who would be the guy that they would want to give a day off from in the field to stick in that DH spot in other times? Is it Chris Davis? Is it somebody else?
Davis is a good guy, yeah. I think they'd like to kind of rotate that around as best as they can. I mean, obviously, some of these younger guys, Manny Machado, Jonathan Scope, you're not going to really worry about having their legs be too tired, but Chris Davis is a good one. Adam Jones, even though he's a terrible DH and really kind of bugs everyone on the bench because he likes to be out there and playing. I think if you can get Joey Rickard once in a while to play center field, I think resting some of these regulars in the beginning of the year will really pay dividends toward the end of the season.
Great stuff. It's nice to have a DH there you can depend on, and obviously Wellington Castillo, a lot will be thrown on him this year in 2017, stepping into those shoes of Matt Wieters, who was an Oriole for so long. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.